Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
So this week in Overtime, we thought we would talk about managing anxiety. We're talking about your own personal anxiety in the workplace.
Yes.
This is mostly the shrinky dinkies topic here, but I have plenty to say. Yeah. What do you think?
Well, first of all, I think it is a very important topic. Mm-hmm. I think anxiety is so much a part of the current time that we live in. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's probably very common that one has some form of anxiety. And what I thought we could do is maybe just lay out different kinds that you might have, and then we can talk about strategies for managing it. So you want to ask yourself, first of all, what are the signs and symptoms? Well, you may feel your heart racing, your breathing should be maybe shallow, you may feel a pit in your stomach, your shoulders may get tight. Part of knowing that you are anxious is being able to identify how your body might react when you are feeling anxious. You may have racing thoughts. You may be anticipating things with a great deal of fear. So just knowing your signs and symptoms is the first thing. And then you want to ask yourself, what are you anxious about? Are you generally anxious about everything related to work? Or are there specific aspects of your job that make you anxious? So, which could be you get anxious about making presentations, you get anxious about meeting with the executives, you get anxious about group interactions, or maybe certain individuals provoke anxiety in you. And then there may be just general anxiety about your future. You may be anxious about your appearance. You may be anxious about your credentials. If you have the imposter complex, you may be anxious about being found out. So the first thing I think is just identifying what that is.
I'm so anxious now. As you laid out that list, I have every single one of those.
I do too, don't worry. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm so glad you said that, because the second part is that, and actually this is what's fascinating, in studies about managing anxiety, the first thing they say is to normalize it. That anxiety is part of life. Mm-hmm. And if you are generally an anxious person, and I will say I'm anxious before anything, anxious before depressed or angry or obsessive, you want to be able not to push your anxiety down, because pushing it down creates panic attacks and things like that further down the road. You want to actually be able to notice and feel your anxiety so that then you can take steps to manage it. So you can, if you're feeling it, and this is counterintuitive, right? If you're feeling anxious, you're thinking about a presentation you're going to do and you start to feel anxious, you actually want to breathe into that anxiety for just a few minutes and breathe deeply and gently and see if you can feel it. And the weird thing is, as you feel it, it usually dissipates.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's one thing, and that is the feeling of the anxiety. And then the other is to do something about it, which is many of the tactics we have in Working With You Is Killing Me. That's about the sort of unhooking physically, unhooking mentally. So exercise, meditation, and reality checks are the best of the three that you can do to address it.
Mm-hmm. We also have a lot in Working For You Isn't Working For Me.
Yes. A
lot of tips there on how to create an environment, whether it's, having images near you that are calming.
Yes.
Or some people like aromatherapy.
Yeah.
Having a buddy that you can laugh with.
Yeah. Humor is a good one.
Yeah, or just having somebody near you that is good at talking you off the edge.
Yes.
Is a good thing to have. I like to go to gratitude sometimes and to remind myself, you've done this before, you're going to be fine, you know, you always pull it out, you know what you're doing, remember this time, remember that. So self-talk.
No, that's great. And that's what I would say, that's part of a reality check. A reality check, because anxiety is almost always about projecting forward. Mm-hmm. And imagining something horrible. We project forward and we don't see a good positive outcome. So we literally scare ourselves about the scare, about the fear. Mm-hmm. And so if you can come back to the things you have done successfully in the past that are like this, if you can come back to even it's, you know, today is Tuesday and it's this hour and I'm sitting in my chair and I've just finished my lunch or whatever the case may be, bring yourself into the present moment. Mm-hmm. Logan, I bet you do that with your clients at different times. The grounding, right?
Right.
So if you can do whatever you can do to ground yourself in the here and now will really help dissipate the anxiety.
So mm-hmm. don't go to sugar and don't go to caffeine because those things make you more hyper.
That's such a good point, Kathy.
So you may want to go to some kind of calming tea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just something that, you know, water, just something that is not going to make it worse.
Exactly. Yeah. And even we talk about this about in all of our books about, but you know, get up and walk around. Like energy, anxiety is nervous energy, right? So if you expend some of it, you will feel it less.
Wear yourself out.
Exhaust yourself.
Exactly.
Like you would do with a baby or a dog. A little puppy.
So I'm just going to put it in three steps. Awareness. Know what your body feels it like when you're anxious. Notice if it's racing thoughts, if it's, you know, quick breathing, if it's your stomach churning, if it's your shoulders, if it's your arms tingling. Just know, have that awareness. Know when you're anxious. Acceptance. So that's about feeling it, actually taking a feel, taking a moment to feel it, breathe into it. Don't just push it down. And then the action are the things that you've mentioned, Kathy, and you know, exercise, breathing, reality checks. What do we say? That smell can be a great relaxant.
Aromatherapy.
Thank you. Yeah. Aromatherapy can be a good one. Anything that calms your system down. Anything else we want to say?
So anxious. I think it's a part of work life.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think, you know, when you're on the hot seat and you have to do a presentation or, you know, you're just in new territory, there's so many times when anxiety can rise.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And actually, that's a really good point. I think one of the primary times that you can expect it to come up is whenever you're doing something new and interesting, right? Because there's one part of the brain, the amygdala, that will tell you that you're endangering yourself. You're putting yourself out on a limb. So you could get in big trouble.
Yeah.
You know, there are some people that like anxiety. They're sort of anxiety junkies.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They put themselves in those positions. They like to, it's sort of a feeling of high for them. I don't particularly like it.
No.
But I don't mind a little bit of it.
Those are people that wait until like the night before to write the 50-page essay or
right. I actually have a client who's taken pride in being anxious most of his adult life, and then recently he got tired of it. And the two things he did that changed his experience are he started to track his moods and he hired a personal trainer and started working out regularly. And he says he feels his baseline is much less anxious.
Good for him.
Yeah.
So pay attention. Just pay attention.
Exactly. Right. Pay attention. Know this is part of life. And when new things come up, be prepared to do some anxiety maintenance. All right. Join us next time in another My Crazy Office Overtime.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.